Good morning. It's Friday, 30th of October. Our first reading for the day is 2 Chronicles chapter 28. I'm going to read to you once again from Brother Philip Hind, The Divided Kingdom. Brother Hind discusses some of the signs that Ahaz had and then quotes Isaiah chapter 8, the Emmanuel prophecy, after which he writes this. In spite of his faithlessness, Ahaz was to experience the fulfilment of yet another sign from the Lord. The prophet Isaiah had said, "Behold, I and the children whom the Lord hath given me are for signs and for wonders in Israel from the Lord of hosts, which dwelleth in Mount Zion." In the campaign of Pekah against Judah, 120,000 were slain in battle, and 200,000 hostages taken captive, mainly women and children. It was due to the intervention of Oded the prophet that Pekah was persuaded to clothe and feed the captives and to return them to their homeland. Accordingly, this was done, and the hostages were returned to Jericho. Thus was fulfilled the sign embodied in the name of Isaiah's son, Shear-Jashub, "A remnant shall return." All these manifestations of divine mercy had no effect. The comment of the chronicler is significant in summarizing the character of the man. "And in the time of his distress did he trespass yet more against the Lord." This is that King Ahaz. That's verse 22 from our chapter. He was not even afforded a royal burial. They buried him in the city, even in Jerusalem, but they brought him not into the sepulchres of the kings of Israel. It is perhaps not without significance that we may not even have his complete name in the scriptural record. On the Assyrian monuments, he is known as Jehoahaz. Perhaps the prophet refused to record the name of the Lord as part of his name. In reviewing the reign of Ahaz, one cannot but marvel at the mercy and long-suffering of God as manifested toward such a faithless king. At every turn in his career, the word of God was given to him. He was afforded signs such as no other king had received. He had at his side one of the greatest of the prophets. He was assured of the protection of God against his enemies, if only he would trust in him. And yet he proved persistently and willfully perverse and rebellious. There cannot be found one good thing in his favour, and yet God did not cut him off. Such was his long-suffering, and such was his mercy to his covenant people. In this situation, there grew up a young man who saw all that had happened. Born in the days of Jotham, he had seen the rapid decline into idolatry and the devastation produced by foreign invasion. He had witnessed the disastrous consequences of an alliance with Assyria and had been there when his own brother had been offered in the fires of Molech, as we read in chapter 28, verse 3. He had, however, two profound influences for good in his young life. His maternal grandfather was none other than Zechariah, who had such an influence upon the early life of Uzziah. And he had for his mentor another prophet, Isaiah. This young man was to profit by all this experience and to put it into practice. His name was Hezekiah. Of all the kings of Judah, Hezekiah was one of the most outstanding. From the depths of idolatry, he rescued the nation and restored, as none of his fathers had done since the reign of Solomon, the true worship of God and the observation of the law of the Lord. As soon as he ascended the throne, he set about his reforms. The doors of the house of the Lord, that is, the holy place, were reopened, and the true worship of the Lord God of Israel was able to begin once again. Thank you for listening.